This morning on Today's Money, how to live the good life. One way, of course, might be to hit the jackpot, but the truth is you don't have to be a millionaire to live the high life. In the October issue of Cosmopolitan, you can find some tips on how to get rich quick. Michelle Promoleko is the magazine's executive editor, and Donna Rosato is a senior writer at Money Magazine. Ladies, good to have you both here.
Hi.
Important topic,
me.
I think. It's important first to talk about how to manage and save money before we talk about trying to live rich on less.
Right.
So let's talk first, Donna, about how we can actually start getting the leg up on putting some savings aside. What are some things that we should think of first?
First things first, track your spending. If you don't know where your money is going, you're not sure where to save and where your spending lakes are. So very easy to do. Keep a simple diary with you. Write down for 1 week where your money's going, and then you'll know where you need to save.
And that way you can kind of make a budget out of that, knowing what you're spending, where your money's going.
Exactly.
All right. And then, Michelle, let's talk about living large on less.
Right,
that's our first category, the fun stuff, right? Because all of us would love to be able to afford designer clothing, but
right.
The reality is we can't. So one way to do it is you can dress budget couture. What exactly
right,
do we mean, and
right.
How do you get that look for
Hit
less?
Hit the sample sales, and you can go to dailycandy.com for listings. They're mostly in big cities, but you can do an internet search and sometimes find them in smaller towns. But you can get, you know, it's when the designers unload their overstock, and you can get up to 75% off.
Don't be afraid to shop last season, too, right? Mix it
right,
in.
Absolutely. Usually the sample sales happen at the end of the season, and you'll get a couple wears before the end of that season, and then if you're smart about what you pick, you can wear it next year.
And budget couture really means, like, buying one expensive item and then mixing in with less expensive ones.
Exactly.
And pull off a great look.
Right. It makes no sense to spend lots of money on fleeting trends, especially with big designers doing lines, the secondary lines for mass retailers. Coming up this fall, we have Roberto Cavalli doing a line for H&M.
That's
we
great.
Have Chip and Pepper doing JCPenney, and the much-anticipated Vera Wang for Kohl's.
All right. You also say the same can be applied to home decor as well.
Exactly. First step there, I mean, we've all had those starter apartments that were more shabby than chic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first step is figuring out what your style is. Peruse design magazines and books, and once you figure out the style, then seek out that aesthetic at places like IKEA, West Elm, their high design,
Room and Board,
Crate and Barrel. Low
Great.
Price tag.
Donna, you say we all would love to travel like the jet set as well, but there are ways that you can afford to travel for less by shopping the discounts as well.
That's
Where
right.
should you look?
There are a lot of discount websites that you can look at. A great strategy to save money, though, is to do go off season or the shoulder season. That's one of my favorite strategies, and a great time of year coming up in the fall. Almost any place you go for a beach vacation right now,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the Caribbean, even Hawaii, you can save big bucks going off season or shoulder season. And